We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, just a little over a week away. Live day, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino.
The anxiety just kicked in.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. Yeah. Our show and the men's room completely live. From the voices to the sound effects, the commercials, Steve, everything.
And the music, BJ. The best part is seeing the local bands gather together to put together the KSW songs that you know and love and perform them live in front of you at the Snoqualmie Casino. This year, there'll be a little bit of a different flavor.
Oh,
you won't
yeah.
just hear any song. You're going to hear songs from the 80s because Live Day goes all 80s.
Crack that whip!
Leave your palace fire.
Oh, man, I'm telling you so.
Walk
good.
This way!
Oh, so many things. So many things.
Sorry.
Hey, we just gave you a little clue to our a little karaoke championship we have to do.
Yeah, our show is going to, a few of us on the show are dressed like certain singers
yes.
from the 80s.
Yes.
So we're going to have a karaoke battle. You're going to be Devo.
That's right.
I'm going to be Run DMC. Vicky's Cyndi Lauper.
Drunk Cyndi Lauper for this.
Gonna need to be.
Oh, I didn't know there was a drunk Cyndi Lauper. Or is that just your version?
Okay, then I'm lack of rhythm, Run DMC.
Vicky, you love karaoke. Why are you so nervous about this?
I love karaoke when I'm drunk.
Oh, that's what it is.
We're gonna have to drink you, and we're gonna have to feed you drinks
yes!
or drink you.
That too.
And then the running.
It's gonna be meatloaf.
I'll be bearded meatloaf.
Yeah, really? Is anybody really trying? Except you and I, Steve.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know if I'm trying. Except I dropped $80 on this Halloween costume that I've only used more than once.
Yeah. And really, all I did was drop $30 on a Devo dome. I don't know if I'm really trying either.
But hey, maybe some of the rockaholics will try harder and get dressed up in their favorite 80s style.
I'm going to look good. I got my thin tie my wife made for me back in the 80s. I'm going to get to rock that baby.
I'm legit excited to see this tie.
Oh, dude, wait till you see. It's got the kids on there. Her version of Joey and Sarah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's so good.
Wow.
Yeah. It's live day.
Is this going to be on the level of like a macaroni show picture frame?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. You'll get to see my wife is not a talented artist. That's what you're going to get to see.
I'm so excited now.
She's
hey, Q13 will put it on TV, too, because they're going to be there covering it.
And then you watch my wife then all of a sudden get all these commissions, and they'll go, we'll show you. Your wife's amazing. I don't care. I'll make money. Live day, all 80s. Hey, tickets are on sale now because, yeah, you're part of the live audience. Go to KISW.com, get your tickets. Hope to see you out there next Thursday, man, a week from tomorrow.
Sweet! Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the jam.
Yeah!
So everybody scream his name, Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa! Whoa.
Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And it's time to whack him instead because it's Whackin' Wednesday.
Whack it. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Can we give a shout out to Ryan Castle who popped his head in before we came back from the break and just yelled into the studios, whack it.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah.
Not many other whack offices it. Where you could get away with that. It's encouraged here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No HR this time.
I love that he went from the drunk to the drunk in charge, and now he's the drunk who's really in charge. You know what? What a career path that man has been on.
Is he in charge of whacking it then on Whack It Wednesday?
Whack it.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's okay. Got to take over all responsibilities.
I'm not going to question his authority on whacking. That's hot.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Cody in Monroe. Cody, are you there?
I'm here and ready to do some whacking.
Nice.
Do it, buddy. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the Black Crowes. Chris and Rich Robinson back together again. They don't hate each other anymore. And they're performing their first record, Shake Your Moneymaker, the Black Crowes' iconic record in its entirety, and other hits as well, at the White River Amphitheater on September 4th. Tickets are available now. Get information at KISW.com. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Cody will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Cody, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which actor declared there's no crying in baseball in the 1992 movie A League of Their Own?
Tom Hanks.
Yes. In 1999, which waterway did the U.S. relinquish after controlling it for 85 years?
Panama Canal.
Yes. What was Marcellus and Mia's last name in Pulp Fiction?
Pass.
What X-Men character is known for his blue fur?
Beast.
Yes. What year of the late 70s saw the release of the Muppet movie?
76, 77, 78.
No. Jennifer Hudson won what prestigious award for Dreamgirls?
Academy Award.
Yes. What do spelunkers explore?
Caves.
Yes. Bob Costas spent the majority of his career with which network?
NBC.
Yes. Arizona, Nevada, and which other state share a border with California?
Oregon.
Yes. In 92, then-President George Bush vomited on the Prime Minister of which country?
Taiwan.
No.
Germany.
No.
Russia.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
All right, let's see how this does. I think you might have a good shot again.
7 was a good way to get a whacking earlier today.
That's right.
Whacking.
So we'll have to see if we get a repeat performance from Steve.
A repeat whack.
And then you get that loser song.
I'm digging it. I'm feeling good about it.
Nice. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Which actor declared there's no crying in baseball in the 1992 movie A League of Their Own?
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Tom Hanks.
In 1999, which waterway did the U.S. relinquish after controlling it for 85 years?
Oh, man. The Kwai.
No.
That's it.
The Kwai. I know it, actually.
Huh.
Panama. Canal.
Yes. What was Marcellus and Mia's last name in Pulp Fiction?
Wallace.
Yes.
Yes.
Which X-Men character is known for his blue fur?
Oh, that's Nightcrawler.
No.
Not fur.
I don't know.
It's not fur. It's skin.
Yeah. Or Captain America.
No.
Pass.
What year of the late 70s saw the release of the Muppet movie?
What year of what?
What year of the late 70s?
78.
No.
77.
No.
79.
Yes. Jennifer Hudson won what prestigious award for Dreamgirls?
The Academy Award.
Yes. What do spelunkers explore?
Caves.
Yes. Bob Costas spent the majority of his career with which network?
NBC.
Yes. Arizona, Nevada, and which other state share a border with California?
Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win.
Wow.
8-7.
Sorry, Cody.
That's all right. Thank you.
Yeah, right, good one, man.
It was a close one.
I really thought he was going to get this one.
Yeah.
He didn't even need the X-Men question.
Nope. And he's got blue skin.
In the movies. He has blue fur in the comics.
That's what I was saying.
In the cartoon X-Men animated series, he'd be like, I'm the fuzzy man.
Yeah.
No. So,
no, don't.
Which X-Men character is known for his blue fur?
Yeah.
Didn't say which X-Men character in a movie.
Yeah,
you didn't say that.
Rev, you are wrong.
Jeez. Yeah, Vicky, I was thinking the same thing.
You weren't thinking the same thing.
I was going to troll you, but Vicky jumped on it first. I was so happy.
9 out of 10. That's what I got.
Whatever.
Yeah, you apparently
the answer I was looking for was Beast.
Well, read the comics.
Yeah. Read the comics.
Like issue 45.
Steve, how did you even guess an X-Men character?
I just thought of one that was blue, and I thought Nightcrawler.
I remember that scene in the one movie where he's like...
Is that him transporting? He's bamfing his way around.
Which one was that?
That's Nightcrawler.
Was it the third one?
Oh, the second one.
I thought it was the second one.
Oh, okay. The second one.
You know, the second one opened up where he basically tried to kill the president. It was a great scene.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Where he went bloop, 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 bloop.
It's more like bamf.
Yeah, but I still like Steve's better.
Yeah.
One question you didn't get to that Cody did not get correct. In 1992, then-President George Bush vomited on the Prime Minister of which country?
Oh, that was Japan.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Good job, Steve.
I would have 10 out of 10.
You would have had 10 out of 10.
Oh, you screwed me, man.
I didn't screw you.
Rev screwed Steve. Yeah, because he had to pause on Nightcrawler because he wasn't sure what the hell happened. He would have won.
You still won.
10 out of 10.
No.
Stripped from you.
8 correct.
That Rev sucks.
Well, congratulations anyway.
I just don't understand why we have to lose Alex and keep Rev. Can't we do it the other way around?
He's not dead yet.
No, dead yet.
Got a lot of people with Nightcrawler. Also blue and furry.
Yeah. Well, you got 8 right, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think I got 9 right.
All right, I'm going to say call number 9, then. 206-421-ROCK. Call number 9. You're a winner at 206-421-ROCK. That's number 9, Rev. Take 9.
9.
He said yes. He has to do it. He lost.
Oh, what a good day.
What a good day. Thanks, Vicky. Vicky had my back for the first time in her life.
Yeah.
But she didn't know she had your back because she already jumped on it.
That's the thing, yeah.
You don't mess with my X-Men, dude.
Yeah, I had her back, really. Parents Magazine said, hey, guess what? We got a list for you of the worst real baby names they've heard this year. Okay, you ready for this? For boys, King Messiah, which is all one word. Somebody called their kid King Messiah. And it's all one word.
Damn it. Somebody told we were going to call our boy. What about we had a boy.
What about Yugo? That used to be a bad car, right?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the Yugo.
Yeah. Why would you call yourself? I mean, Hugo's a good name, but Yugo?
What about Yu-Gi-Oh?
That would be cool. Somebody called the kid Manson.
How about with Manson? What's wrong with Manson? Is it Charles Manson or Marilyn Manson that's the problem?
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with Marilyn Manson, but I do have a problem with Charles.
And I kind of like King Messiah.
You like that as a name, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might change my name.
These are boys' names. How about this
Messiah
one?
Messiah Miggs.
No.
No. Damn it.
How about Pinches? Who wants to name a kid boy Pinches?
That's a good rap name.
Wow.
Little Pinches.
Pinches.
Young Pinches.
Somebody called their kid Xavier with 2 X's. Well, if they went to the 3 X's, that'd be awesome.
Xavier?
Yeah, Xavier.
Xavier.
Wow, somebody still calls their kid Cletus. There are still some Cletuses being out there.
Cletus is rad.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really want to name your kid Cletus, but that's pretty awesome.
Somebody
maybe
called
your dog.
Yeah. How about Danger? Would you be okay if your first name, real name was Danger?
Danger Shay.
Danger Shay.
See, it needs to be the middle name. Yes. So you say, Danger is my middle name.
That's a good point.
Good call. All right, Rev, I got you on that one. Somebody called their kid, these are real names, by the way, Court Magazine. Somebody called their boy Styles, ending with a Z. Hey, my name's Styles.
I know a wrestler by the name of Sizzlin' Stan Styles, and he spells it with a Z. And he comes out with one of those shake weights.
Yeah. Oh, like does
his
he?
Character. And he sprays whipped cream in people's mouths and punches them.
See, then again, that's a wrestling character who probably made up that name. Not your given name at birth, Styles with a Z.
You don't think that's his actual name?
No, I don't think so. But that's a great Facebook picture of the guy. As he's getting busy with the shake weight.
He still uses a shake weight.
That's great.
This guy's the best.
How about girls? Somebody named their kid Mattel. Like for Barbie? The company makes Barbie?
Okay, that seems... I mean, are you just hard-pressed for a name and you look around your house and you're like, oh, Mattel. Perfect.
Wow. Somebody named their daughter Sincere, but they spelled it C-Y-N-C-E-R-E. Sincere.
That's someone... is your friend Steve Miggs. Yeah. That's our child's name, Sincere.
Oh, you didn't name her Chardonnay?
No.
Oh, what about Starlet?
Are these stripper names or are these baby names?
Yeah, really, at that point, you're pretty much forecasting the future.
Dude, so far, Sincere, although I think if it was a stripper, it would be S-I-N.
Yeah,
Sincere. And then Chardonnay sounds like a gentleman's club gal.
Uh-huh.
Then Starlet.
Yeah. How about Blakely?
What the hell is Blakely?
B-L-A-Y-K-E-L-E-E, Blakely. And then finally, another name you want to give your daughter? Vegas. Are you sure you want to name your kid Vegas? You know where she's going.
I mean, the jokes are just pretty bad. What happens in Vegas stays.
Yeah.
I mean,
these are real names.
You skip one, BJ. I'm looking at the list.
Yeah?
The name Annie.
Annie?
A-N-Y.
Oh, Annie. Oh, you're right. Like A-N-Y, like Annie, like any name
like
you want.
Anything.
Why would you name your kid Annie?
Unless your last name's Thing, then no.
I'm anything. Or anyone.
Annie?
A-N-Y, like Annie. Like Annie.
Why
like,
do you hate your child before it's even grown up and can talk?
I bet you they're like, it's Annie.
Oh, you're probably right.
Or it's like, I'm not just any girl.
Okay.
Or it's the new way to spell Tiffany. One of the two.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. You're right.
It's Tiffany.
Yeah, it's Tiffany without the Tiff.
I'm sick of everyone saying your name's Tiff. It's not Tiff. Her name's Tiffany. Short
Annie,
one you want.
Someone says, my cousin named his son Austin. His last name? Powers.
Of course it is.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That needs to be done. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Another great person name. Says, I drive for FedEx. I deliver to a woman who named her daughter, one word, Princess Unique.
Princess Unique. Okay, that's a little bit much.
Is unique.
Another text reminds me, someone's in the first grade. There was a kid named Rigor Mortis.
No, it was. No. No, Rigor Mortis was the kid's name.
Riggs. What's your real name? Rigor Mortis. I mean, you got a lot of cool nicknames. You could be Riggs. You could be Mortis.
That's hardcore.
You could be Morty.
Yeah, Riggs and Morty. You could be
that's really what you could
Are
be.
You serious?
Yeah, you could do that. Okay. Hey, guess who's coming back to do two shows here at his hometown at the Showwear Center? You know who it is. Oh, you don't? Oh, I better tell you then. Our bud, Joe Coy, joins us at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, we absolutely love when we have our next guest on. Please welcome to the show a man who likes to steal lifesavers from vending machines, Joe Coy.
When it's free, it's free.
Yeah, there you go. I can't believe it. You're right out there. I mean, right there.
At the airport.
Right at the airport, you thief.
Why
you.
Not?
Why
that's,
not?
That's the kid in me. That's the poor kid in me. If I see an opportunity to get a snack for free. I'm taking it. I don't even like lifesavers.
Dude, I'm with you.
I gotta take it.
If I go to a vending machine and there's like a bag of chips hanging, even if I'm not a fan of that flavor, I'm buying that bag of chips so I could get 2 for 1.
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah.
It's called a deal, man.
I love the woman walking by with her drink like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah, exactly. Who's this idiot? And he's recording himself. He has no idea.
Joe Coy at the Showwear Center. I tell you to go see him on February 16th, but that show is sold out. But luckily, we have a show on the 17th for you to check out. Tickets, info available at joecoy.com. That's JOKOY.com. Plus, of course, don't forget it's coming in hot special on Netflix. You got to check that out. I mean, come on, Joe. What? I'm on the Showwear Center twice? This is amazing.
How cool is that? I'm repping my town so good.
Dude, you say how cool is that? I mean, as cheesy as this sounds, I remember I saw the video from you from the last time you did the Showbox. I mean, the Showwear Center, and it was sold out, and the place was packed. And as someone who knows you and knows that you came from around the Northwest, and watching just that perspective of the entire crowd looking at you, I had goosebumps, man. I was just like, that is just so damn powerful. I mean, it's a stupid question, but how great did that feel to be in your own hometown selling out an arena?
It's so crazy. You know, I've told this story before, but when I was 15, I went to see Eddie Murphy at the Seattle Coliseum. You know what I mean? And I remember sitting in the Coliseum and just looking up to the rafters going, these people are here to see one guy tell jokes? Like, right. I couldn't believe it. And then this happened at Showwear, and I'm just like, I'm in awe, man. I love it. I keep pinching myself. And the fact that people know that I'm from Tacoma makes me that more happier, man. It's amazing.
The only way it could be better, Joe, is if you find out that Eddie Murphy is sitting in one of the seats when you're doing the show. That's the only way.
That's the only way.
That's Inception right there. You're like, wait a minute, what's happening? Eddie goes, someday I'll be doing this.
Yes, yes. But let me go into my dream and get to make it happen.
Yeah. What else is going on? You're running around. You're selling out arenas. You're going crazy. I mean, you're having a lot of fun in life. You got your boy who seems to be a part of things, telling you what to do, telling you how to put clothes on and everything. Man,
you know what's crazy is my Instagram stories that I do with my son. He got noticed by a casting agent. He's been going in for auditions.
And what?
It's so funny. Just off of the Instagram videos. He had no intentions to be an actor or anything like that, but it's so cool that just those videos of us doing that together, the casting agent was like, yeah, this guy's a star. Let's go ahead and put him in some reads.
Wow.
So it's really cool to actually walk him into auditions and just see him doing things that I didn't have enough courage at 16 to do it. So to see him do it makes me even more proud.
Oh, let's be honest. You're just like, look, if this kid starts working, I don't have to.
Oh, my God. You know how amazing that would be?
Oh, I know. I've been waiting for it. It hasn't happened in my world. I hope it happens for you.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait, man. You know, I got a book coming out.
What?
Yeah, book comes out May next year. It's already done. We already wrote it. It's 14 chapters. Pretty amazing, man.
Whoa.
Are you narrating the audiobook version?
I'm going to do everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a visual. I'm going to do a video book. I'm going to do everything.
I'd watch the YouTube video of you reading your book.
I'm going to stand in every bookstore and just hand them out.
Oh,
I'm going to promote the heck out of this book. I can't wait, man.
All right, Tokes,
you guys are going to get the first copies.
I can't wait, man. I got to ask you a question then, because we had this debate. Does listening to an audiobook count as reading a book?
100%.
Oh,
suck
my
it.
God.
Suck it all.
No, no.
Thank you.
No.
Y'all kiss my ass.
No, you read with your eyes.
100%.
Joe. What kind
100%.
Of.
100%.
You know the same information.
We got to put Joe on the do not fly list. I didn't. Of course, he would agree with you. You look alike. But you know what? The both of you are
adorable.
Danger to this country. We are putting you both on the do not fly list. You read with your eyes. You listen with your ears. That's how it happens. That's how intended it, Joe Coy.
No, it's the same thing. If you watch a movie, that's like reading a novel. 100%.
Okay.
I'm with you on this one, man.
Thank you.
You're taking advice from a lifesaver thief. I will not have it.
These guys told me I'm an idiot for thinking that if I get Audible and I start listening to books, I can't like then go to like a book of the club or a book club of the month
thing. You can't. You didn't
book. Yeah. Those people, you know what they are, Megs? They're overachievers.
And haters.
You don't have to read. What are you reading for? Let someone else read it to you.
That's
and
it.
If I know the
same thing.
You know
you're
the same
thing. All the information.
Yes.
You can tell the person reading it to you, slow down a little bit. Speed up right here. The same thing.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, it sure is. You know what? This is what America's all about. You don't need to read. If somebody reads it to you, you know how to read.
I'll read
Joe's
book.
Yeah, you know how to read.
I won't listen to it. I promise you that. How
Joe,
about that?
I remember one weekend I listened to like 10 books. I read 10 books on one weekend.
Wow, you are
amazing. How cool is that?
Wow. How do you do it?
Blazing through.
How do you do it? Voracious. But if Joe shows up.
Hey, BJ, you just got to listen, man.
That's all there is to it.
If everybody's talking about the book and Joe walks into this group of people talking about the book and he has just as much information and knowledge about it, it counts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If anything, I might know more. You know why? Because you guys fell asleep in one of the chapters.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Well, listen.
Sometimes you read and then you think about something else like cooking. But yeah, you're still reading. I don't get that. That's why I can't
see it. This is my audiobooks rule.
I'm like reading it. All of a sudden, I'm thinking about eating something. I'm like, what? I don't have time for that. I need someone else to read for me.
That's what you need to do. Okay.
Yeah.
And Joe, when you give me the, and I want the real book. I don't want the audiobook. I want the paper version. Will you write something? Will you write something in there nice, like we're friends and you know me?
Oh my God! Of course,
it's got to be something really syrupy, like maybe
like you
wouldn't be on the planet if not for knowing me.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, perfect.
My day one, my ride or die, my everything.
Can I write the foreword to the book?
Oh boy.
Oh, geez. Here you go. See, this guy always wants something extra. He always wants a little extra.
Yeah. I asked just for you to write something nice. He wants to be in every one of your books. I mean, you know what? Yeah. See, he doesn't know when to stop.
Exactly. He wants to be co-author.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to read one of the chapters.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
I do, actually. That'd be awesome.
The Joe Coy life story as told by Meg.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. You know what? At least he didn't ask for a percentage of the sales. That might be next, but he didn't ask for that, Joe.
I'll do it for free.
Oh, look at you for free, Joe. Look what you're getting for free.
Oh, I'm going to get this for free? What a steal.
Oh, the literary stylings of Steve Miggs to add to your book. I mean, you're a fortunate man.
Can you just take the cover picture for me?
Yeah,
you stand in front of it.
Oh, in.
Do you think they would know? Honestly,
yes,
Joe.
They would know.
I think they would know. I mean, I think if you said Joe Coy, the story about me, and it's Steve on the cover, I wonder how many people would know.
No one would know.
Oh,
we're
that's
twins.
Great. It's so awesome. I actually want to see that done. Can we get can they do a couple of knockoff copies and we'll just have our own copy with Steve on the cover?
Please do that. If you do that, I'll post it. That'll be so funny.
It'd be the budget book.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious.
We can do that, Steve. When we get his book, we'll recreate it.
Yeah, Steve's version of my book would be in, like, Marshall's. It would be like the
It would be in Marshall's. As you know, Marshall's, yeah. that great store for all the books you love.
Oh, yeah. They got a literary section.
Yeah,
Marshall's.
Yeah, they do.
Right next to bedding.
Right next to bedding and pottery.
Yeah.
Joe Coy. Now he's going to be an author. What else are you going to do?
He's got a podcast, too. That's awesome.
What's happening?
A couple of textures. Yeah, said, make sure to give Joe some love for his podcast. It's hilarious.
Oh, the Coy Pond, that one? Oh, I will not give any love to that. That's just, you know what? That's just too much.
Hey, can I be
so much Coy.
Can I be a guest on your podcast?
Oh, here we go.
Yes, 100%. 100%. I want you to take the picture of my new Coy Pond postcard.
Unbelievable.
I mean, on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it, Steve.
All right, then I'll come out there. When I come out there, let's do an episode together. I'll bring like that little dat machine or whatever. We'll do a whole episode together.
Oh. We also have studios here, you know, you could use if we wanted to.
Yeah, you know, this is a professional outfit here. Jeez, Joe. I mean, come on. There's one thing we got right. We got the microphones with the screen. Guy. Come on, Joe. We'll give you a nice quality.
All right, let's do it. I'll
you know what it is? He doesn't want the show to sound different than it normally does.
Okay, we'll go where you go. And then we'll have lunch.
Dude, let me come to the studio then when I get there.
You don't have to twist our arm.
How about no?
Let me come to the studio. Let's do it.
We'll put him in the lobby and go, until you can snatch these lifesavers from the vending machine, you may not go far.
Joe, have you heard? This is something I thought that you would be on because I think it would actually be super funny and awesome if people could buy personalized videos from you because you're always just hilarious in everything that you do. Have you heard of the thing called Cameo where there's all these celebrities that are doing videos for people for...
I would never do that.
Okay, I was curious.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what this is. What is this?
I don't know. I would never do it, though. I don't even like when people come up to me and go, hey, can you FaceTime my mom? She loves you. No. Oh,
but hold on. Ruth Buzzy's on there. Hold on a second, Joe.
Dude,
Coy.
For $575, you could get Chris Harrison to record a video for you.
No. That's are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
I think I would like... No. Now, you guys don't know Ruth Buzzy, but she's way back in the Rowan and Martin laughing days. Like, she's... I didn't even know she was still alive. Wow.
Oh, are you kidding me? And she does it?
Yeah.
Ooh, 50 bucks.
I can't do that, man.
Gilbert.
I can't do that.
50 bucks, you get Chris Hansen. You can have him like do a video of like him like messing with one of your friends.
Oh, that's horrible. That's actually really good. I like that idea.
Oh, I love that. That one's good.
Oh, Johnny Damon's on there.
I'm going to call Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Right?
And Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried's on this.
No joke.
I like
Coy,
that.
$150.
No, I can't do that. I can't even FaceTime my own mom. You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
Now you want me to do a personal greeting for someone I don't know? No.
But is your mom giving you $75 to do it like you could do for some Disney dancer and Elise Vanderpool?
Oh, wow. Are you serious? That's how much it costs? That's it? $75?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
All right. I'm going to call that right now. I know I could get one of the Vanderpumps for $75.
Yeah, come on. That's a deal.
That's a steal. Are you kidding me?
That is so crazy. You can get all those people. Tara Reid?
Let's go.
Get Tara Reid.
$200, Tara Reid.
Oh. Are you kidding me? How about Alan Alda from MASH?
Is he alive still?
He's still alive, yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure before I Google. Yeah. Okay, Alan Alda.
Alan, I don't think, is going to do this. Alan's done stuff. He's done some stuff. He's still doing it.
Yeah, he's not on here.
Kurt Cameron from Growing Pains.
That's the guy you need.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, Joe Coy, Joe, we love having you on. Don't forget the Show Wear Center, February 17th. The 16th is sold out, but you can get tickets for the 17th show. Get tickets and info at joecoy.com. That's J-O-K-O-Y.com. Of course, he's got his coming in hot on Netflix special, The Coy Pond, which is on iTunes and joecoy.com. Joe, we love you, brother. And of course, when you're around, when you're in town, you know you're welcome in here, buddy.
Dude, I love you so much.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. I got one more. The lead singer from Whitesnake.
Oh,
David Coverdale?
Oh.
Is he on there?
I haven't. I don't see him on here. I'm trying to think of, like, who would he be comparable to?
Oh, my God.
I'm not seeing. Well, what do we got?
We got John Lovitz for $150.
Wow.
Oh, that's a steal. And that's a steal.
There you go.
Dude, Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings and all the other stuff.
Yeah, Stranger Things as well, yeah.
$295.
That's a good deal. People love John Astin. Or Sean,
after
too.
This phone call, boy, somebody's about to load up on their credit card.
Oh, yeah. Brett the Hitman Hart, Steve.
Tommy Lee, $375. And it's only $150. Ooh. Just to talk to his dong, which is a decent deal.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Wait. Sorry. I got $150.
Joe Coy, make sure you get your tickets. JoeCoy.com, February 16th and 17th. 16th is sold out, though. Show Wear Center. Joe, we love you, buddy.
I love you guys.
There he goes, Joe Coy. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 936 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Subway. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And all you got to do is bring it, baby.
Just show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye, DJ.
Goodbye, old friend.
Let's go to Jeff in Olympia. Jeff, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Jeff. What you got for us?
Well, you guys mentioned Tara Reid earlier. I've got a little Tara Reid story.
Oh, okay.
I actually met her in the Miami airport. I was down there for my cousin's wedding, and I was taking an early flight from Miami to L.A. So I'm sitting at the little breakfast spot right in front of the gate, and I'm having, you know, a little hair of the dog and some eggs. And one of those little carts pulls up, you know, like they have in the airport, like to move people around.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So she gets off that, right? She comes up to the bar, and she just sits down right next to me. And she orders a drink and orders breakfast. And I'm like, okay.
Nice.
How you doing? And we just struck up a conversation. We had many drinks and breakfast nice. Together and had a great conversation. She was super cool. She said she was down there visiting Jeremy Shockey. And she also said you pronounce her name Tara and not Tara.
Oh.
And she said, it's Tara. So I had to make sure I had that right.
And so for all these years, we've been saying her name wrong.
It's Tara Reid.
Oh.
Yeah, she told me that. I felt bad because I said her name wrong.
Well, dude, you saved money because I'm looking on that Cameo videos from celebrities website, and it usually would cost somebody $200 to get a personalized video from Tara. So you got it for free.
Not only did I get that for free, but she paid for my breakfast.
Nice.
Then when I got on the plane, she was obviously in first class. I was not. The flight attendant comes down to me and says, the nice woman that you met for breakfast, she's paying for all your drinks on the flight.
Whoa. Dude, that must have been a hell of a conversation.
It was very relaxed. Like, it was right when Derrick Rose blew out his knee for the second time. So it was 7 years ago. So that was on SportsCenter. So we were talking about that. And she was talking about hanging out with Shockey and like what he's doing after football and all this kind of stuff.
She probably appreciated just having a chill conversation and not somebody asking her about, you know, American Pie all the time.
Right, yeah. Well, I went to the restroom and I came back and people were starting to gather, you know, for the flight. And then there's like 7 guys around her all wanting pictures and stuff. So I was just like, hey, Tara, nice to meet you. I'm going to get on the plane. I just left.
Oh, cool.
Because she just got bombarded.
Yeah, that happened. But the cool thing was that she got you drinks on the plane, so she remembered you were cool. That's a nice interaction, dude. That's I'm glad to hear things went well with her.
We had a good experience when we talked to her.
Yeah, we did.
She was chill.
Yeah. Did we call her Tara? I can't remember.
I hope so.
I hope we did, yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks, man. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Chris in Seattle, you are on The Rock.
Hola, BJ.
Hola, Crisola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
All right, so earlier this week, y'all were talking about, you know,
what surprised you when you were minding your own business.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was at a local show for bands playing and stuff like that. And I was playing designated driver, so I wasn't drinking at all. So this guy came up to me, grabbed me by my crotch, and looked me directly in the eye and said, "I like scrotums."
Okay, what the hell is that? And you don't know this dude at all.
I like turtles.
No. Yeah, so because I wasn't drinking, I was at least level-headed enough to know that this dude was obviously drunk and, you know, just let him pass by, whatever. And then he came up to me, 5 minutes later, and just, tapped me on the shoulder and was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" And that's when I lost my ass, and I was like, "Dude, you need to get the F off of me now." And it was like a record scratch. Like, everyone went dead silent in the bar. And then his friends were like, "What's going on?" And then his friends saw my friends, who were all, wearing, black leather vests and are all tattooed up and, you know, just had their arms crossed. Like, those were my boys. And they knew right away, if anything happens, those guys are going to lose.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're grabbing some guy's junk. That doesn't go over well.
I mean, at least he told you why he was grabbing him.
That's a good point. Yeah, he did. At least he gave you an explanation.
I'm a scrotum enthusiast, sir. May I grab yours? That's how you need consent first.
Yeah, you do need consent. You need to ask somebody. Man, it's just another reason why it's always fun to be around drunks.
Earlier we were talking about the dumb things that got people in trouble. One person texted and said, "One time I was pulled over for speeding. The funny part was, I was riding a mountain bike. The officer lit me up with the sirens and all, and then he asked me if I knew how fast I was going. My response was, 'No, I'm on a bike.' Effing Ellensburg."
Really? He got pulled over for going too fast on a bicycle.
How fast was he going?
Well, I don't understand that.
I'd be like, "How fast was I going, man? I'm kind of wondering if I beat my record."
Yeah, I am really, I would love to know how that's amazing to me. I've never heard of such a thing. Wow. Yeah, that's a surprise. I've been like, "Really? You're pulling me over on a bicycle? Okay."
Someone says, "Have you guys seen the new Sonic the Hedgehog trailer? The director listened to the fans and changed his look." I didn't know they already put out the
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. Have you seen it?
I have. He looks so much better.
I still contend that he would probably look great the entire time, but they put out a trash version just to get people talking about it.
I see what you mean, yeah. Do we have a before and after at all? Let me see what he looks like.
Pulling it up on the YouTube, but of course.
He's still live action.
Oh, he looks way more cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good call. They did a good job.
Yeah, the other one, he looks like a foot with teeth.
Yeah. I think, Steve, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you're
absolutely right.
Because honestly, I forgot about the movie, and I honestly thought maybe it's already been out. But now it's back in the conversations again.
Yeah.
And they listen to the fans, quote unquote, so more people are probably going to want to go see it.
Is that Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, that's funny. All right, we'll see how Jim Carrey does. It'll be interesting to see if he does a good job as Dr. Robotnik. I haven't seen him do much lately.
See, now everyone needs to go see this movie because everyone complained about it.
Yeah.
They listen to us, so we need to go see it.
And that's what they're probably hoping. It's like, your prayers have been answered, brother.
I'm with Steve on this. Brother. I think that they really had it planned this way the entire time.
You think it's a big old conspiracy?
I do.
I really
do. You don't think they would think of something like that? Think
about
Coke. The new Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
What about new Coke?
When they put it out just to kind of get people off the beaten path, and everyone demanded the old Coke to come back, and they brought it back, but they made a little bit of a change, so no one noticed it because they cleansed everyone's palates.
Whoa.
Yeah, really? That was the thing. I think when they
I don't know if it's true or not, but I read it on the internet.
Okay. Yeah, that's another big conspiracy theory I don't necessarily believe.
That's what I heard. I heard that they were making a change to the taste of Coke, and in order to really, you know, but they didn't want people to hate it.
Hey, Steve, how do you feel about the moon landing?
There's no moon.
Oh, there's no moon.
Duh.
You're right, it isn't. Space station.
Wow. Oh.
All righty. Maybe I got a little too much Mandalorian in my brain. Which, by the way, Mandalorian.
You like it?
I like it. Plus, the end of it was unbelievable. It was like, and it's the ending that nobody wants to talk about. The first episode had an ending that you don't want to spoil it for anybody, so nobody's saying anything.
I saw a couple of my friends said they watched it twice yesterday.
That's how good it was. I might have to do that again myself today and watch it again. Because I only watched it once.
I'm thinking about watching it today.
You're thinking about it. Well, yeah. that's a good, you know what, at least you're thinking.
Well, I got some wrestling to watch.
Yeah.
You always have wrestling to watch.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's wrestling on every day now, damn it.
Yeah, you got a problem, buddy. That's all I can say. As do we all, really. All right, here's a big question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a wine bottle have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a wine bottle have in common?
Oh, they're an empty vessel. Unless, of course, they're full of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Both get better with age, was texted in.
Thanks.
Sarah prefers both when they're in a box.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
Also, you're welcome.
And they both pop off in Steve's hands.
Oh, boy.
I believe that would be a champagne.
Yeah, yes. That's champagne.
I don't drink wine.
Yeah. That's disturbing.
We'll get into some bottomless mimosas, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday fun day brunch day, am I right?
Pour a little vodka in there, make it a manmosa.
That's right.
All right. I'll take it. A manmosa.
Let's go. I don't think there is such a thing.
You know what? Now there is. Let's go to Northwest Thailand, or actually Northeast Thailand, because last week that's where a guy went into a grocery store, wanted to buy some wine. Security cameras, though, caught him opening 9 different bottles and taking sips of them before he finally settled on which one he wanted to buy.
All right.
Which, by the way, was a white wine from Argentina. He paid for it, left the store before they realized, hey, this isn't a wine tasting. What the hell are you doing?
Man has a discerning palate.
Yeah, he sure does. Tasted about $64 worth of wine. That could not have been the greatest wine in the world. If he 9 bottles, $64?
It is if they charge him by the sip.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Ryan Castle, he's up next. He doesn't charge you by the sip. He charges you by the 12-pack. He's up next with one of those.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Vicky, I've got a Christmas present for you.
Yay!
I'm very excited. I can't wait to get you this new gin that's infused with elephant dung. There you go.
Whoa, yeah.
Huh? Enjoy, Vicky!
Oh.
Is that an elephant?
Huh?
That's an elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was an elephant.
Can I hear that again? I was surprised by it.
Ready?
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.